Construction will drive Hawaii's economy in the next 6 years or so, fueled by population growth and a greater demand for residential housing. That's the conclusion of the state's chief economist, Eugene Tian.
There are 6,000 Filipinos naturalized each year. They need housing. We have military, they demand about 32,000 units. They're actually the highest level since World War II. And you heard about the 2,700 Marines are going to be allocated to Hawaii from Okinawa.
Tian says visitors also block about 10,000 residential units for vacation stays, adding to the competition for limited housing. Economist Paul Brubaker says construction has not matched birth rates since 2000, and that scarcity will drive the median price of a single-family home even higher.
If you do what I call the Sklar's curve, which is the inverse relationship between the months of inventory remaining on Oahu and rates of home price increase, 3 months of inventory says we'll get 10% appreciation this year on top of 5 last. And if you just keep compounding that, I say 850 in 2 years, you know, this is kind of what we're looking at.
Tian and Brubaker agree that 5,000 to 6,000 housing units must be built each year to keep up with population growth. Tian says Hawaii's aging population will also spur growth in health care, and tax incentives will help expand the innovation sector. But Tian says the visitor industry will slow down primarily because of high room rates.
That's why the price per room is high, because more people staying in one room, they're doubling up, and the room price is high, but the occupancy is low. I think that is what's happening.
Tian says the visitor industry will do relatively well in the beginning of the year, but high room rates will slow growth to about 2%, and Waikiki will slow even more as 2,000 rooms are taken out of the inventory for renovation. Brubaker adds that the Hawaii Tourism Authority strategy to drive visitors to the neighbor islands is also ill-advised.
And I think of those guys that just got off the plane from Taipei for the first time, or the Harajuku girls on the cruiser bikes in Kailua. Kailua is the neighbor islands to them. That's why they did a day trip. My concern is that you think you're going to change the seasonality or the travel preferences of new emerging Asian market travelers. Guess again, I don't think it's going to happen.
As far as construction, Brubaker says, the industry will improve, more residential units will be built, housing prices will go up, but taper off in 2017. For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.